compliment sandwich.
Okay, this is the first secret podcast recording. What you're listening to now is essentially a 32-year-old man sitting alone in a room talking into a small black box.
Secret podcast.
One of the big problems with this setup is I'm in one way in a room on my own, but the door's open, propped open, and there's a dividing wall between me and the next space, which is full of art students getting on with their work. The wall only reaches up about 8 foot, leaving a further, I'd say around 4 foot gap, over which I'm aware that I'm probably clearly audible. I guess I could have pretended I was on the phone. The purpose of this recording is to utilise the time that I have alone in the studio while I'm waiting for Ben to come in. Ben's normally late. It's 11 o'clock now, which is our agreed time. So I imagine I've got around 20 minutes or so to play with before he gets here. The jeopardy in this project is that he doesn't know I'm doing this recording. He could walk in at any minute. Through the open door. I can't see very far past the doorway, so it's likely that he could burst into the room and catch me in the act of the very first recording, which would obviously be catastrophic for my planned series of several attempts at these recordings.
Don't tell Ben.
I don't know if any of you use the internet, but I've been using it recently. Particularly the Twitter website, to garner some interest in this secret recording and to get some suggestions for what I can get Ben to do without his knowledge. I'll then report back on the recording the next morning, again utilising the time alone in the studio, the early time, as I'm calling it, although it's actually the on-time time.
Sucks!
So it's been pointed out to me via the Twitter website that this idea is greatly indebted to David Oz, to his idea of his secret art projects, which he's been doing for a number of years, and I was aware of, and as I pointed out to him, were a great inspiration for this project. So I'm starting off quite gradually today. I'm easing myself in with the challenge to simply get Ben to say the word socks. That's the word socks, as many times as I can in one day, without arousing too much suspicion or blowing my cover. So I'll be letting you know about that, about my progress in due course, how many socks I get him to say. I should probably point out, I'm also indebted to the Grumpy podcast for much of the sort of stylings of this recording. The Grumpy podcast is put out by a kind of self-styled grumpy old man who has a different topic to complain about each week. Well, there's four podcasts listed here at, I'm looking at, this is again on the internet, podcastdirectory.com. I'm looking at the listings for the Grumpy podcast. There's a topic for each of the four podcasts, and they're kind of mild annoyances, which are essentially handled very badly by the author of the podcast. He just kind of talks, seemingly with no real script, about his pet peeves. For instance, Grumpy Podcast number one, this week's rant is about caravans, which kind of basically hinges on that they're a bit slower to overtake and they cost a lot of money. But if there was, say, a high wind, the caravan might blow over and all that money you'd spent on it would be wasted, and you need a big Range Rover to pull them. Podcast number two, it says, the second Grumpy podcast, this week's rant is about speed cameras, which I call piggy banks. Grumpy podcast number three, is this week's rant is about children and their parents. Are the kids of today going off the rails? And is it the parents' fault? And Grumpy Podcast 4, well, after about 4 months, the Grumpy Podcast is back. I thought I'd give it another bash, as I felt that my last podcast wasn't really that great, and that I didn't prepare it properly. It's about Microsoft and computers. that episode around about Microsoft Windows-based computers and some advice for people new to computers. So I haven't listened to that one yet, but something to look forward to. The nice thing about the listing here at podcastdirectory.com is that in the genre it says listed as and then comedy. So yes, in many ways I'm greatly indebted to that podcast, the single person, the single voice talking into the silence. And I'm aware of the sort of pitfalls involved in that.
Secret podcast tour.
On the bus on the way here I had a number of ideas of things I thought I could talk to you about, but I've realised that me just talking to you about them isn't really the A material for this particular project. I had a number of ideas. I've got an idea for a television show, the idea of the kind of themes of the show and the title particularly. Also a number of jokes that I've made up myself, but probably best not talk about those.
Socks!
So I'll leave it there for now, and I will let you know how the socks task goes later on.
Compliment sandwich, debrief, debrief, this is debrief.
So, bit of a shock revelation for you this morning.
Yes, I thought it was just another normal day.
Yeah, perhaps you could recount this morning's shocking events.
I'll try my best.
For us. That's as far as you understand them.
It's still hazy. As I say, just a normal day. Me being late, arrived, got to the studio.
You weren't late, were you?
I arrived.
Well,
that's where it comes in.
That's all part of the
of what we're calling
the irony of
Podgate.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Don't tell Ben.
Yes, arrived, came in with you. Checked our emails. For some reason, unknown to me, decided to actually follow the link on Twitter updates of the people that are following mine, to which so far all they've had is, hello Phil, I'm out there, I'm out here.
And was that a kind of report on the state of your mind?
Yeah.
Hello Phil, I am out here. Hello Ben, I am in here. Hello to both of you, I am the cat, Slim Bumper, and I am everywhere.
I think it was, I know it's a bit of a recurring theme that we talk about in this, but I think I had a hangover at the time. So yeah, followed it, went to Twitter, and blow me. There's a whole kind of underground operation gonna...
Secret podcast tour.
In which people, and I'll call you the ringleader, have been trying to manipulate...
For the ringmaster. Or the puppet leader.
The ring lord. Have been trying to...
That's for something else.
You've been trying to control my actions through subtle interventions in my daily routine.
Mind manipulation techniques. Yeah. Well, I think the big irony of it all was that I was the one that was slightly late this morning, which is sort of unrelated really, but I feel is in a way a contributory factor to this whole thing kind of blowing up. But you know, I never said I was infallible.
No.
Just simply looking for...
Just untrustworthy.
Untrustworthy man listening to his untrustworthy MP3 player.
Oh dear. So, I just promised on the previous recording... Made a preview. Yeah, I mean, so, you know, this will follow on from.
This is the one you did on your own.
Yeah.
Right, yeah. Okay.
I promised an update on the situation. Obviously, I wasn't able to do that this morning
being slightly late myself.
I just thought when we do a podcast solo one, is it a compliment open sandwich because it only has one slice of bread rather than two?
So yeah, I was unable to give my update, which I can do now. And I'd be sort of interested in your insights. My mission was for Friday was to get you to say the word socks.
Socks! Socks! Socks!
As many times as I could without myself saying socks or asking you to say socks.
Yes.
Which I managed to do 5 times.
You did do
which
it quite
I think
well.
Is... I think that's... I mean, it,
I thought you were just taking an figures, interest in my birthday. But
Well, yeah, this was... My initial strategy was simply to look up images of socks on my computer, and I sort of was flashing them up on the screen, but you didn't really seem to be taking the bait.
I thought, oh, okay, we're on a level now in terms of our Google searches.
Yeah.
He's come round. Just search for things that don't really relate to what you're doing.
Yeah.
But I did say socks in the end,
luckily
you have a cat that lives in your garden called Socks as well.
Well, that was, yeah, that was the later...
Socks!
Although I think...
strategy.
What's the other one called? Something Jumper.
Slim Jumper.
Slim Jumper.
Hello to both of you. I am the cat Slim Jumper.
It's much funnier.
Yeah, so, well... as you said, it's your birthday coming up, so I thought you're not really mentioning the socks on the screen, so I'll say, what do you want for your birthday?
Yeah, but you showed me 2 choices of socks as well, and then told me a story about socks, but not mentioning now I realised the word socks, in which if you got those as presents, that was a good thing.
Yeah. That's absolutely right. Well, no, it was quite good because initially I said, would you like these for your birthday? And it showed you the socks and you said socks. So that was one.
That was one.
Ding. One.
Ding.
But then you, there was the picture of the socks was a kind of 3 socks in configuration.
Mm.
And you said of your own volition, they look a bit like Manx socks.
Mm.
To which I cunningly replied, pardon.
Oh.
So that was the first 3. So you said again.
You did it
you
so
said
well
again.
Then.
Yeah.
It feels a bit like Midsummer Murders or something when like the whole strategy is revealed of how it happened.
I prefer to think of myself more as a Jonathan Creek character.
Yes, it is more Jonathan Creek really. I
it
do not got him to
socks.
Say socks by saying
it was the socks.
I am
all
the
along.
Dumb magician.
And then can you remember the fourth sock?
There was the cat related socks one.
That was the fifth one I
that
think
was
the fifth I remember
one. There
rightly.
Was one more before that.
I showed you another picture of a wind sock.
Oh yes, and you said, what would you call that? But it was good because it did say wind cone.
Wind cone is the same as wind sock according to Wikipedia.
And the thing.
Well, do you know what? I can tell you now how I set up that part of the illusion.
Renamed the image.
No. I simply looked up wind sock on Wikipedia.
Mm.
And I was already hoping that it might be also called something else.
Right.
And it was also known as wind cone. So then I just looked up a picture of a wind cone.
And found that one.
Found it.
Which,
and
as a point, was not even a photograph. It was a picture someone had made digitally.
Yeah, computer-generated 3D model of a wind cone. Which I thought added sort of the credibility that this story needed, that I might have been looking up 3D
digital
images.
It just frightens me now how convincingly you did all of it.
So, but I must say, I'm most pleased with the fifth sock.
I'm worried like this is even part of it now.
This is part of it.
There's a whole other. There's a whole other group on Twitter which has already covered this one.
Yeah,
and
this
like,
is actually just.
This is just a little ruse. Like, let's do this so that he thinks it's all out in the open, and then we'll really get to work on him next week.
This is all. I just want your power of attorney. Basically, this is what this is leading up to.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was pleased with the Machiavellian
yes.
strategy that went into the fifth sock, which I was getting a bit... I mean, to be honest, you might feel a bit weird now, but I actually felt pretty weird all day.
Having to do that.
Yeah, having to do it. There was a bit of a frisson of will I get caught kind of thing. There was also the kind of worry that I had sort of put this out there on the Twitter website, and it did garner a little bit of interest, but not very much. But as I think we've talked about before, I sort of don't really like sticking my head above the sort of digital parapet too often. So I felt that people on Twitter already thought I was an idiot for even proposing this.
They didn't they?
They did.
Stephen Friday didn't send any suggestions,
He didn't. But then you know, he's a busy man. That's understandable. But yeah, so I was getting. You know, I was wondering about how to kind of get more socks out of you, and it was interesting actually, because I devised a kind of elaborate sort of chat we were going to have about what the cats were called, what my girlfriend names the cats in our area, and I think I set it up quite nicely by asking you about the cat that you'd given a nickname to, which at first you said didn't exist, but then I think you remembered.
Oh, yeah. I just remembered again.
You were looking blank for a second then.
Jingle. We call him Jingle.
Oh, yeah.
But I call him Jingles.
It's quite a nice name for a cat.
Describe the animal by the sound it makes and things people have put on it.
So yeah, I think
clock.
So we'd call you text beep.
Beep beep. Something like that.
So yeah, I was all ready to kind of run through the various nicknames of cats or designations that allow me and my girlfriend to refer to the various cats in our area. So yeah, I was about to tell you about the different names, beginning with Kitty. In fact, our own cat. So, was a stray cat which we found. Which do you know why Kitty's called Kitty? It seems obvious, I know, but it's actually short for Kitty Falou.
Kitty Falou.
Which was her original nickname, and then she's got a friend, another stray cat.
Was that
cat.
Related to, I mean, to Petty Falou?
Yeah, because I don't know what Falou means, I mean.
Falou means a little pot of yogurt or depending on which translation website you use a little rascal.
Yeah, Kitty Falou.
Mm.
Is that because Joe likes the yogurts?
I think she just likes the word. We never really have petty follies, as far as I'm aware. I was going to run through all the elaborate system of nicknames. Wizards, Fathead Ginger, etc. But yeah, I think you asked me straight away about what is the cat called, and you said like Mittens or something, without me having to go into all that elaborate detail.
You did mention... I remember you just saying there's one with like there's one with white feet or something. Or
yeah,
you said what would you call one with white legs?
That's exactly what I
and I said sucks.
Well yeah, I was gonna sort of use the contrasting ideas of one cat with just white paws and another cat with white sort of legs and a black body. And what would you call the one with the white paws?
Socks.
So I thought you'd say socks. And then, but with the added interest factor that the one with the white legs is called Slim Jumper.
Hello to both of you, I am the cat Slim Jumper.
Yeah, which I think is a great name for a cat.
Yeah, because that was the cat that I thought was Socks for a while. You see.
But that was in fact Slim Jumper.
So you need some sort of reference, pictorial reference, for the nicknames. Because if one person's seen the Sox cat, but you haven't, you assume the other cat is Sox.
And you never see the two together?
Not often, no. Never.
I think you almost tried too hard to get him to say socks. You could have just done things like written down the word socks or typed it out on your computer and I would have just read it out probably.
Yeah, it's true. It's true.
I definitely would have read it out if you typed it out. I didn't ask socks.
Would you have done it in an array of accents?
Probably. You could just suggest things. You could say Scottish socks. You could write Scottish socks on the screen.
Yeah.
And go, socks.
Yeah.
Scottish socks are socks worn by Scottish people and are also socks made in Scotland but worn by fat Americans.
You could put Welsh socks and I'd go, that's quite hard to say as a word in an accent, socks. Can't do it.
I felt like I was being threatened by a camp Scottish person then.
God, it's really hard to say socks.
Socks.
Socks. Oh, look at you and your socks, eh? Yeah, could you say it in your Newcastle accent?
Socks!
There you go, it just sounds Scottish in whatever voice you do. Socks. Socks.
So all my carefully laid plans and the suggestions.
Do you want to run us through some of the suggestions, what we could have
done? Yeah, let me just tell you a little bit about when I was recording in here on my own trying to do the intro. It's going to sound ridiculous, or it has already sounded ridiculous, I should say, at this stage. I felt under a really strange kind of pressure, and I felt really ridiculous. I thought about maybe getting my mobile phone out and pretending I was talking into that.
That's what was making me laugh. I thought of you sat in here on your own talking into your MP3 player.
I know, it was weird, and knowing full well that people can hear me very easily over the... over the wall.
Go on, must go on.
I became worried. It was really hard to keep a train of concentration going, and I'd sort of thought about it a bit on the way here on the bus, but then and I'd had all these ideas of things I could talk about, but then I realised how ridiculous that would be to talk about why I think certain film names aren't enough of a pun to warrant being called that.
You could really be getting towards that grinds my gears or what's the one, the grumpy guy?
Well, funnily enough, I referenced Grumpy Podcast in that little intro. But what I was being most distracted by was the idea that I was recording myself and maybe that would become in some way some kind of last document in the style of sort of Timothy Treadwell or something. Some kind of mishap.
That'd be great.
Maybe one of the painted tambourines in the room here would fall off the wall and hit me. And so this last record would be me talking into a little machine about how I was going to sort of play some, I mean, let's be honest, really half-boiled tricks.
Me being interviewed by a film director and he's going, you must never listen to this podcast, Ben. I won't
listen to it, Werner.
I won't listen.
So that was the biggest distraction or the biggest thing that was kind of playing on my mind.
That's fair enough.
It kind of paralysed me. But yeah, so what today's task would have been, there was a number of, I had a little backup task of my own in case none of the Twitter friends, Twitter friends came through, which was I was going to use the sort of facility that we were just discussing really, your kind of, it's not exactly suggestibility, but kind of,
a willingness to join in.
Yeah, let's call it that.
Above and beyond people's desire for me to join in.
Yeah.
Just let me have this to myself.
So I was going to see if I could let you, if I could get you to make up jokes, as we often do anyway, and sort of as bait for that. And let's see how it would have worked, perhaps. I've got my two kind of bait jokes that I was hoping to really just sort of put out there, because remember, I couldn't suggest,
do it,
yeah, I couldn't have asked you or told you to do it, or even really suggested that strongly, as is sort of laid out in my moral code. So yeah, the first one would have been, what area of land is best at karate?
I don't know.
The green belt.
The green belt. That's good. Which then I'd have gone, this is the one that came first to mind, what place in the Isle of Wight is the best at martial arts? It's not even funny.
I don't know.
Black belt chime. It's not even good.
No.
But what was your second bait?
The second one is...
Mackerel.
Mackerel is eaten by sea lions, and the stupid man is like a sea lion on a rock.
For the second one, what was it now?
Go on.
Which Beano characters are the best at poetry?
The Basho Street Kids.
It is the Basho Street Kids. Yeah. Yeah.
Sweet, I got that one.
Well done.
And
you just said?
I was thinking of making a joke that takes the Beano as a comic name and the seeming way that people use Beano as a reference for going on a bit of a alcoholic bender and saying, why did the child get out of control with his pocket money, because he blew it on a Beano, something like that. But, I mean,
well, that's structurally a joke.
I've got to workshop those bits. they'll get there.
Yeah.
I made one up yesterday, but I was told that it just wasn't funny. And then I was trying to work on one to do with football, and then they'd said about the England players have had tailored underpants made for their new kit. And then I thought you could make a play on the name Graham Taylor, the old England manager. And then Ken Bruce went ahead and did it online. I mean, online, yeah. He tweeted
on the wavelength.
Said, the Graham Taylor.
In the voice, please. In the voice.
The Graham Taylor. He's more of a sort of squire of a Scottish manor. Yeah, they'd offer no support. That was his joke. Which he got there before me, but I'd argue Ken Bruce's jokes are even worse than ours, so we can beat Bruce.
I'd like to. Well, the suggestion, the other options for today from Twitter user David Oz, was a little bit cryptic, but he said that I should keep sending you out for coffee.
I'd quite enjoy that. I'd sort of do that myself every day anyway.
Yeah.
Do you want a cup of tea?
But to keep, I mean, I think I couldn't have done that more than two times, could I?
You'd have gone insane if you'd had more than two cups of coffee.
Yeah. But even that, I suggest that you might go out. I don't know.
That'd be quite a weird one.
What would you do? What would you have done if I'd asked you more than two times?
Just probably
go out for coffee.
I quite like going out to coffee.
And he followed that up with a kind of reference to keeping you occupied in some way by, I think he meant to keep telling you that you'd got the wrong thing. I can see it working now, actually. Yeah. The other one from Lara Ratnaraja, which I quite like, is, I like a lot, is... to answer everything you said with song lyrics.
You're unbelievable.
It's quite, but I'd have to do it.
I would do anything for
it. No, you can't.
I'd have just joined in, maybe.
Yeah, that's exactly what would have happened.
This is all quite easy to do, I think. Worryingly, it would be very easy to do.
Stop.
In the name of love. I'd have sung it there, that's a problem. It would have got more annoying for you than it would have for me.
Yeah, I can't.
A minute, Mr. Postman. It could have been either of those.
I can't continue with that. That turned out quite hard in practice. Good, though. Good suggestions.
Good. All good.
So in summing up...
I think we could still ask people to send us podcast ideas if they want to.
All four of the people. That
you've got two Twitters to look after now as well.
Yeah, I'm going to get rid of one, I think.
It's a fun idea.
Yeah, and you didn't sort of cotton on.
Not at all.
Yesterday.
Not yesterday. It was quite subtle.
On Friday.
Yesterday.
I wonder how long it would have lasted.
Could have gone on forever. I don't know why I checked my Twitter. Just something was telling me to, Phil. Something was telling me to.
Well, funnily enough, it nearly, because... I had to set it up obviously a couple of days before, so I had done some of the twittering, and we'd had the computer set up on the projector, hadn't we? And you'd seen in the search box that Twitter was in there, so again I was a bit worried about that. And I think that I looked Twitter and I said Twitter or something to try. Yeah. Try and throw you off the scene.
I hit your computer.
Yeah.
The Twittering is a great name for like a sort of contemporary Stephen King novel or something, isn't it? It would just be a clown though, wouldn't it? After all the Twitters had come through.
A
spider clown.
Spider clown. An underground spider clown cave.
Well, that was good. Good debrief.
Debrief, debrief, this is debrief.
I did actually write some messages on Twitter in response to all of that, which will make no sense to anyone apart from perhaps you and us and Lyra.
Yeah, well, that's alright.
But I realised I've also posed a question by doing that. So we'll see how those are answered. Stay tuned, hey?
Good.
Yep.
All right then.
Hello, Phil. I am out here. Hello.